everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cine Gang. I am Richie Zawara, the pickiest eater, and I am here with Chef Sharwin T and Chef Ed Bugia. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, pa.
How's it going, man? How's the past week been to you, Chef Ed? You were busy last week, no?
Yeah, what's that? I was busy.
Work stuffs,
because, you know, fourth quarter is coming in. So, pukpukan season for the restos. Right. And business planning.
Ako, narinig ko lang yung stuffs. Naalala ko tuloy yung, ano, crush sana kita. Kaso lang, you said stuffs.
Stuffs. Like, stuffs chicken. Stuffs turkey. You know, stuffs.
But that's good news, Chef, that there are restaurants that are opening back up. Good yes. to hear that. Limited capacity, I'm sure, but still, it's still something. No, a lot of people are depending on the restaurant industry. So, yun nga. So, guys out there, if you can support the restaurant industry via delivery, takeout, or there are some restaurants that have al fresco dining. So, guys, if we can support the restaurant industry, let's please do so. So, Chef Char, what is our topic for tonight?
So, you know, guys, nagmuni-muni ako, no? Nagkaroon ako ng counting free time few
Billy
days ago.
Idol.
So, nagmuni-muni ako. Parang each of us has probably eaten in at least 500 restaurants no? During our career. So, parang napaisip lang ako na naalala pa kaya natin yung mga firsts. Natin. Kasi we're deep into our eating adventures.
First date? O hindi?
Hindi, yung first date, madaling maalala yun. Kasi pag di mo maalala yun, patay ka sa producer natin. pero ang iniisip ko more on mga firsts, no? So, restaurant firsts, vegetable firsts, you know, food firsts. You know, kasi ang dami na nating nakain, ang dami na nating pinag-usapang pagkain. We even did the bokchi. Alam mo yun, food has been a part of our lives for so long. Let's see kung ano yung naaalala pa natin from the past. So, let's talk about first food memory. Ito, mahirap to, no? Because I don't know lately, guys, ha? Pero parang mas mahina na yung memory ko. So, I don't necessarily remember stuff from when I was 4 years old. Alam mo yun, yung hindi ka na sigurado kung totoo yung naalala mo o inimagine mo lang na ginawa mo yun, you know? So,
that was around like 40 years ago for you, pare. I mean, you know.
Ay, grabe. Wag naman. Pero,
nagiging
pero
sepia
close.
Bigla, ano?
Oo, parang automatic sepia yung, ano, yung memories mo. But what would be the earliest food memory that you remember na was good, ha? Kasi kumbaga, obviously, good food pushed us to what we're doing today. I mean, we're food bloggers, we're chefs, we're restaurateurs. Obviously, some good food memory turned us into this career. So, what is your earliest good food memory?
Weird ba kung sabihin ko, naalala ko yung kumakain ako ng gerber ng baby ako.
Totoo
ba? Yun?
Oo nga. Naalala ko yung bote. Naalala ko yung amoy. Naalala ko yung amoy kalabasa. You know? No, but I'm asking, is it that far back?
Ganong
klaseng food memory ba?
Actually, I've always been curious kasi I don't remember the taste of baby food, yung Gerber. I don't... Meron bang masarap na flavor? Hindi ba kadiri yun?
Hindi oh. Tapos nung bata tayo, meron pa Cerelac. Diba? It's pretty good.
Sarap ko yun ng Cerelac.
Oo.
Bakit hindi ko naalala to?
Hindi ko alam ba't naalala ko. Pero may first food memory, no? Mauna na ako. Yung first good food memory ko. I remember, naglilipat kami ng bahay. Tapos syempre, bata ako. So wala naman akong, ano dun, paki dun. Okay, lipat bahay. Wow, they're lifting stuff. Kumakain ako ng yan-yan. As in, kumakain ako ng yan-yan. And hanggang pagtanda ko, perfectionist ako sa yan-yan. Kailangan proper ratio. By the time you get your last stick, may chocolate pa. Eh, laging po. Eh, pag naubos na yung stick, tas nagkamali ka sa ratio, yung masyado mong tinipid yung chocolate, anong gagawin mo sa chocolate? Eh, di, dalire. Di ba?
Right.
Yun eh. That's how to get to the bottom of that yan-yan pocket eh. Yan-yan. That, for those who don't know what yan-yan is, for the kids nowadays na hindi na nabutan yan-yan, yung parang sa maliit na baso, maliit na cup, na parang toasted na or baked na breadsticks, that had like the most amazing chocolate dip. So that's what the yan yan is. And nagkaroon pa ng strawberry flavor.
Mm.
I'm trying to remember
Kinaya
the
other flavors. Kinaya nga ng ano, di ba? Nutella.
Yeah, yeah. Nagkaroon ng Nutella and Go, di ba? Yung Nutella and Go. Halos ganun. So, yan yan by Meiji, if I'm not mistaken. Same company that makes yung Hello Panda ba yun? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my first memory.
Mm, me, I was, I grew up in the States, di ba? I was probably around 4 or 5 years old. And it's very funny because I would say that it really became a precursor to how I am now because I do love Chinese food. And it was evident that this started even when I was a kid because I remember the name of the restaurant we would go to, the name was Ho Ho's. And we used to live somewhere in North Hollywood. But up to now, I remember the name. I don't think it's open anymore. I've out of just sheer curiosity when with Google Maps and all of that, no, I tried searching for it and a lot have come up, but the look of it wasn't the same. So I'm not sure if it's the same, like a new incarnation, baka just, they just downscaled or what. And it's funny because my other family members, the older ones, like my sisters, they remember the name, but they can't really remember where it was. Basta, we lived in North Hollywood, so it was most probably somewhere around there. And it became very, how do you say it, memorable for me because there was one thing in particular that I would always ask for, and that was the deep-fried wontons. And you know that big puffy kind?
Yeah.
Diba? There's the smaller ones, the manipis lang, you know. This one is that big puffy kind talaga na ano. And I couldn't say fried wontons. Instead, whenever I would ask for it, I was still a baby, I would ask for crunchy crunchy. And so it's funny because even when I was…
Crunchy crunchy nga.
Crunchy crunchy. Mommy, can I have some crunchy crunchy please?
Anyway.
So when I, you know… So even as I… when I got older na… Everyone in my family, ayan o, yung crunchy crunchy para kay Richie. They kept calling it parang crunchy crunchy. Even me subconsciously, could you pass me the crunchy crunchy? Parang ganun. Until I was out with on a date or something like that. And then I told the girl, hey, you wanna try the crunchy crunchy? Crunchy crunchy. The fried wontons? Oh, yeah, yeah. Why do you call it crunchy crunchy? Sinabi ko na,
that's what they are.
Kasi my baby brother kasi dinamay ko pa yung
pinaso. Oh,
how old's your brother? 2 years younger than me. So yun, it was a Chinese. My first like food experience that I remember absolutely loving was fried wontons, which I called crunchy crunchy, in a Chinese restaurant in the US called Ho Ho's.
All right.
Yung wontons ng States, no, usually parang mas makapal yung wrapper
right
nila. So yes. So when you parang it's more substantial when you bite into it.
Right, right, right. In fact, yeah. Diba, when you break it apart, parang nagiging chips na siya, almost nacho-esque. Parang ganun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How about you, Chef Sharwin? What's your earliest food memory?
You know, for me it's weird, no? It's a love-hate thing. So, one of my earliest food memories, pag breakfast, they would make me ano, soft-boiled egg. So, ito yung egg na cooked 4.5 minutes, 4 minutes, ganyan. And then they would just put it on a bowl and then lalagyan ko ng pork floss. And then that's it. That's my breakfast no, before going to school. And parang there was a time I liked it. And then parang sa bahay kasi pag nagustuhan mo, gusto mo pala. Sige, araw-araw yun yung bibigay siya. So, parang nagkaroon ng time na, oh my God, ayoko na nito kasi every day I'm eating this crap. And then again, pagtanda ko, you know, with the kaya toast and everything, parang bumalik yung love ko for soft-boiled egg. And then lalo na when, you know, when I started working as a chef. Alam mo naman, chefs love soft eggs. That's the… I know how that sounds, but I'm sticking by what I said.
No judgment.
You know, so no judgment. Yeah. So yun, for me, soft-boiled eggs with pork floss, I think is still… it's amazing na it's one of my earliest food memories, but I'd still eat it today. Kumbaga, with no problems at all. Yeah, but,
nice.
And nice. But actually, guys, gusto ko lang i-sing praises, no, yung pork floss. Dahil any egg dish… I promise you, you can add pork floss. Any egg dish. And it will work.
I don't doubt that.
Ano yung Chinese term for it? It's ano, no?
Mahu. Mahu or masang. Dalawa siya. Pork floss is masang. But ang mas maraming availability is yung mahu, which is parang shredded na yung smaller pieces. Yung masang kasi is trans. Yun. That's masang pero it's lower quality. So, maikli lang yung strands. Yung high quality kasi mahaba eh.
Doon ako namulat sa pork floss eh. Sa, ano, sa bread talk. Diba?
Oo.
Yung tawag yes. ng bread nila.
Medyo same. Yun.
Yeah.
Pero ang sekreto talaga dyan yung ano eh. Yung that whatever that thing they put on the bread before they put so that the floss sticks.
Yeah.
Diba, some sort of buttercream, mayo, something.
Probably buttercream. Ah, yeah, with mayo, no, for the umami. Yeah.
Yeah, parang something like that. That's the thing that really kills me pag ano.
At first I thought that was the cheese. Hindi pala. Mm. I thought that was because cheese floss, 'di ba?
Oh, nga,
yan yung favorite ko sa cheese.
Pero grabe yung mga pila ng bread talk no when they first opened here, no?
Oh, yeah.
Oo nga.
Medyo wild yun. Medyo wild yun. Tapos ang bilis kainin, dahil ang lambot ng bread, yung Japanese style. Yung lalo na yung mga may hotdog, no?
And that's the Pinoy thing, you know? Kailangan yung tinapay mo malambot. Alam mo yun? Yes. Yung parang, ako kasi gusto ko yung crusty bread, eh, di ba? Like sourdough, yung mga
Pinoy
buttered.
Thing, ano, hindi Pinoy thing, everything malambot. Kaya gusto nila steak malambot, beef malambot, ribs kailangan fall off the bone even if sometimes ribs have to be chewy. But anyway, ito Charwin, if you will allow me to follow the trail of thought natin dito na yung sa firsts. Ano naman yung first nyo na ano sa Philippines ha, na talagang childhood na nag-enjoy ka na I know ano Richie already mentioned the ho-ho's part but it was more a food memory. How about the restaurant memory? Okay. Nung bata kayo, what was the restaurant that really yung tumatak sa isip niyo? Feeling ko pare-pareho yung sagot natin eh. Pero I wanna hear yours. Sino muna? Charwin,
I know. Feeling ko alam ko yung kay Chef Ed.
Oo, alam niyo na yan. So, ako
ano
pa, yan?
Choo-choo Junction ba?
Of course! Basang-basa niyo na ako. I was gonna say hello, a train with spaghetti na sizzling pa yata. Hindi ko na maalala. Basta that sweet spaghetti na that was the spaghetti before ano eh before Pancake House eh, 'di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Sila yung deep spaghetti na tamis na ano, 'di ba? Oh, choo-choo train yan, pare.
Choo-choo Junction.
Wait, meron akong i-run by you guys kasi I'm not sure. Ito yung one of those things na I don't know if I remember right or inimagine ko lang. But 'di ba nung nag-close yung Choo-choo Junction at sa Cubao?
Mm-hmm.
Yung malapit sa SM Cubao.
Teka, sa Green Hills yung alam ko, o iba pa yun?
Iba yung sa Green Hills.
Yung Green Hills yung alam ko. Sorry, yung Green Hills yung alam ko, yung nasa train ka talaga.
Hindi, ito rin. Nasa train din itong sa Cubao.
Okay.
And I think they closed. And then some restaurant entity, kumbaga nasayangan sila dun sa venue. So they opened, but no longer Choo Choo Junction. And they were serving prime rib, I think, or roast beef or something. Do you guys remember that ever happening or imagination ko lang yun?
Not
mashed potato?
Not in Cubao. I don't remember the Choo Choo Junction in Cubao. Green Hills yung naalala ko.
And Green Hills,
then a later incarnation was in Santa Lucia Mall dun sa ano may Marcos Highway because I used to live at Antipolo with my family, di ba? So Stalu was the place to be. So we would visit Santa Lucia because that was the nearest mall pa at that time. And yun, dun ko nakita na may Choo Choo Junction. Admittedly, it wasn't, I don't know if it's because I was already older, no? College na ako when I saw the newest incarnation. But I was still a little because maski it was in the mall, it was still, they copied pa rin the shape of the train. Diba? They try to recreate that. So props to them for that. But the food wasn't really anything good. I don't know nga, like what I'm saying, I don't know if it's because my palate had suddenly become more sophisticated or if the new chef or whatever wasn't as good talaga.
I love how you think na may chef talaga yung ganung klaseng concept. pwede. I mean, the head chef, the head cook, right?
Why not? Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Ako though, I have a lot. I really have a lot of restaurant memories. Apart from that whole host though. But one would be the something that talagang tumatak sa akin because to this very day, I look for it is when I moved back to the Philippines, I stayed in Manila for like 2 or 3 years before I was brought to Cebu. And then from Cebu, that was pretty much where I grew up na. Diba? When they say, when I tell them, sa Cebu ako hindi lumaki. Diba? So one of my best restaurant memories was my dad taking me to Ding Hao Dim Sum for the very first time. And
is it still alive? Boy pa yan? Ding Hao
yes,
Dim Sum?
Yes. Ding Hao. But then, ooh, that's the precursor na of ano, yung Harbor City.
Ah.
Dim Sum Break, di ba? But that was the first time that I experienced the dim sum carts. And my mind was blown talaga with sweet and sour pork, steamed fried rice. My mind was absolutely blown away talaga. And to this very day, I cannot go to Cebu without going for their dim sum.
Okay. Nice. Oh, is it steamed fried rice? Kasi they fry it and then they put it in bamboo steamer.
Right. They fry it. Parang it's fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pour this sauce on it, diba? It's amazing talaga. So good. That was, I would say, that's one of my favorite restaurant memories. And for some reason, so I hate to sound parang ano, I don't love Manila, no. But I really, a lot of my childhood kasi was spent in the States and then in Cebu. So Manila was a place that we would go to lang for the summers, di ba? And somewhere that we would always go to when we visit Manila, some place that I was always looking forward to. Alam mo yung natataranta ka when you see the menu and then you want to order everything. Somewhere that we would always go was Sugar House. Sugar House naman.
Mm.
And I would always get their steak croissants. They had a steak croissant.
What? Meron bang ganun?
Steak croissant witch. Grabe, ang sarap. And then syempre, the French apple pie. The famous whipped cream on top na apple pie nila with grated cheese on top. So, I'm getting hungry, guys. Just thinking about it.
Si Sugar House ba si ano? Si Sugar House yung si Concord Cake. Yung may flute sa gilid ng chocolate. Sila yun, di ba?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that one. They're famous for their apple pie. They're famous for the turtle pie as well. I'm not sure about the Concord Cake.
Okay. Well, ako lang pala may alam ng Concord.
Ikaw, Chef Char.
hindi kasi ako ma-dessert eh. Kasi ubuhin ako nung bata, so pinagbabawalan ako ng sweets.
Ganun ba yan?
Kaya I never got to try all these. Oh. And then, mali sila. Like, walang sense yun. But as a kid, hindi mo naman makakalaban yung rules.
Yeah, sa bagay.
Alatang may bitterness sa voice ko. Eh, no? Pero ako guys, ito amazing. Kasi yung first restaurant experience ko na talagang nag-enjoy ako, amazingly, buhay pa yung restaurant. Ganun nakatanda yung restaurant. Yung Kimpura. Actually, dalawa sila. Kimpura and Takayama. Pareho silang nasa Green Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Ito yung moment ko eh. Ito yung culinary moment ko eh. Kasi, di ba, we would get to the table, the Misono table, and then the chef would cook in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang na-amaze ako kasi ang pagkaintindi ko lang ng pagluto before was yung kawali and then nagluluto ng isda yung maid namin and then laging matilamsik and then there's lots of oil. So to see them cook on a flat top tapos very little oil lang tapos walang tilamsik, parang na-amaze ako na pwede pala magluto ng ganun.
Mm-hmm.
And that really opened my mind, made me interested in cooking. Pinag-aaralan ko yung ginagawa ng chef, no? So, by the time, we would eat like what, once a month? So, parang nangyari is, na-memorize ko na yung ginagawa nila. And that was, I think, what sort of pushed me towards this culinary path. No? Yeah. Kaya sa akin, kahit na anong mangyari, malapit yung puso ko sa Kimpura. Kahit na, you know, when they closed, they moved, sabi ng iba, nag-iba yung atmosphere, nag-iba yan. Sa akin, I don't sense it because wala na eh. I'm covered with nostalgia. So yeah. Hindi ko na I can never think poorly about that restaurant. No?
What was the other one you mentioned? Takayama? What did you say?
Takayama, yeah.
That was the buffet one, no? Yung parang kalaban ng saysaki.
I think so Wilson Street siya. And okay. Then minsan may parang pocket garden pa siya, you know the, yeah. You know that Japanese pocket garden ganyan. Sila yung nagpauso nung boat na puno ng sushi and sashimi.
Ah, hindi ko na nabutan 'yan. Ano lang ako eh, Batang Green Hills lang ako kasi may Lolo used to have yung mga RTW na stores doon. So mula barbero ko hanggang bilihan ko ng mga laruan, yung mga best toys, puro Green Hills boy lang talaga ako eh. So yeah, hindi ko na yung sa labas, mga Wilson, hindi ko na alam 'yan. Doon lang ako sa ito Sharwin, kung Batang Green Hills ka. Kilala mo si yung gumagawa ng hopya na Dice Hopya. Mm-hmm. I know he's deaf mute eh. Yung sobrang laking katawan, yung maskulado. And he would like twist yung mga in a flat top, mga dozens of Dice Hopya all at the same time. Talagang may spatula lang siya.
Yung Baker's Fair.
Baker's Fair yun, no? Hindi deck, no? Baker's Fair, no? Yung may Dice Hopya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, nalala ko yun eh. Tapos parang nasa may window stall lang siya. Tapos sobrang astig. You have to signal with him kung ilang hopya yung kukunin mo. Kasi nga, deaf mute siya eh. So astig. Sabi ko, laking katawan nito. So, he was amazing. You would keep on flipping until you get that perfect toasted hopya consistency eh. Yeah.
Tsaka madaya yung hopya na yun eh. Pagpasok mo pa lang ng V-mall, naamoy mo na. So oo. It's like, parang parang by the time nag-shop ka around, mga 30 excuse minutes mo na siyang naamoy.
Hindi pa V-mall yun nun. Hindi pa V-mall. Vira-mall.
Ah, sorry. I'm trying to make the age ambiguous. Kung naman. Tinatago ko na nga yung Vira-mall. Eh. Tapos, next time, sabihin mo, naalala mo yung Cindy's.
The
place to be.
Yeah, Cindy's is the place to be. Yung a lot of our nostalgic memories, Green Hills eh, no?
Yes.
Pero ito ah, itong restaurant, early memories natin of restaurants, may common denominator, di ba? Choo Choo Junction, parang train, so nakakatuwa siya, di ba? Tapos yung dim sum carts, yun naman yung nakakatuwa as a kid. Mm-hmm. And then for me, it's the Misona table, yung nagluluto sa harap mo. So there's always parang a hook that kids would gravitate to. So ang tanong ko, meron kayang modern, I don't know guys, like ngayong modern times, what would be a good themed restaurant that could entice the kids of today?
Genki Sushi.
Yeah, it's Genki. It's Genki. A lot of kids like seeing that yung belt, 'di ba, yung conveyor belt ng sushi.
My daughter loves it.
Yeah. The sushi there is touch and go. I mean, there are some really good ones like the inari ba yung tawag doon, yung nasa loob ng tofu skin, inari sushi.
Inari.
I love that. Love that. Yung iba parang okay na, sige, sashimi fine. Yung mga ganun, pero the train, 'di ba? Amazing.
Ako ang na-appreciate ko lang sa kanila sa Genki is one of the few restaurants na actual menu item yung salmon belly sashimi.
No.
Like meron silang salmon sashimi, meron silang salmon belly. Yeah. Belly? Pero hindi siya always available.
Hindi malansa yung belly na raw?
Well, hindi naman sobra. Although, lahat naman ng belly may konting lansa. I mean, that's what you're looking for. So, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And, not all, some bigger Japanese restaurants, pag kaibigan mo yung sushi chef, pwede mong tanongin, uy, bossing, meron ka bang salmon belly? Diba? Hiwa siya ng konti. Pero ito, it's an actual menu item. So, hindi mo na kailangan humingi under the table.
Galing ha? First time ko marinig yan.
There was one also that was really great for kids. Do you guys remember Slappy Cakes?
Yeah.
Slappy Cakes.
Slappy Cakes. I would draw pancakes there, man. kahit na big kid daw. This was recent eh. Diba? Nung bago yung SM Aura eh.
Right.
Oh man, that was a fun experience.
I'm kind of sad I never got to try.
It was good. Pretty good. I mean, everything I tried, naman, I would say everything I tried was... I'm talking about even the dishes that I tried. No? I think I tried the ribs. I think I tried their burger. Apart from the pancakes. But On the whole, it was pretty good. Di ba na-try, Chef Char?
I never got to try. It's like, parang I always thought na parang, okay, next week, puntahan ko yan. Mm-hmm. Tapos, then, sige, next week. Tapos, pagtingin ko, sarado na. Parang ako, oh, hindi ko na na-try. Sarado na siya.
Yan kasi, the one that got away pala.
alam niyo, sino yung may entertainment value na, I mean, even adults? Jollibee.
O naman.
Wala. Hindi na mimili ng demographic ang Jollibee. Doesn't matter how much of a rich kid you are or, you know, yung kung anumang social class mo in life. Jollibee ang gusto mo pag birthday eh. Di ba? Talagang Jollibee. You want to see Jollibee breakdancing in front of you. You want to make sure everyone has chicken joy and spaghetti combo. No? Kung big time yung parents mo, may kasama pang yum with cheese yan. No? Yeah. it's really, ano eh. Jollibee, for me, is really the entertainment value na restaurant rin.
My first birthday celebration in the Philippines, I had it in Jollibee. And at first, I believe I asked for McDonald's, but my mom said, you know, coming from the States, she wanted something Filipino for, you know. So, and I ended up loving it. And even my classmates were, I was grade 3 or something, grade 2. And they were, and they really, it was, I still have pictures of it na because it was my first celebration here in the Philippines. And yeah, Jollibee, I totally agree talaga.
Yung mga firsts na yan, ano pang tingin mong firsts natin, Sharwin, no, na we haven't ano yet? We haven't talked about yet. Kasi I know you wanted a lot of parang cherry popping first time experiences for us na parang uy. Revelation. Ano naman yung ano last round of questions naman for our ano firsts.
Ito gusto ko to. Challenge to eh. Ano yung first vegetable that you truly enjoyed? As in, hindi yung pinilit kang kainin ah.
That's talagang, easy for me kahit mauna
talagang
ako.
Talagang nag-enjoy ka na, gosh, ang sarap nito. Ganon. First.
Oh, easy to.
First vegetable na you truly enjoyed that. Hindi yung pinilit ka and then tinikman mo and then sabihin mo, ah, well, it's not bad. Hindi, yung talagang yum!
I'm gonna mention a kid-friendly vegetable. Squash. Kalabasa ako. Kasi when I was a kid, parang pipilitin ka mag-carrots. Tapos minsan, di ba, nung bata tayo, uso pa yung raw carrots. Kakainin mo sa snack. Parang tigas naman ito. Kasi vitamin C daw, di ba? Vitamin C para sa mata mo. Ano, squash naman, malambot. Lalo na kung kasama ng pinakbet or whatever luto ng lola mo, yung ginataan. It's sweet pa. As a kid, you like sweet stuff eh. Yun yung pinaka ano sa flavor receptors mo eh. So I loved squash. Walang pilitan yun. And always, my parents were very strict about getting a ton of vitamin C. No? So anything yellow, orange, red, di ba? Vitamin C yan. So kinukulit nila ako. O, kalabasa ka, parang hindi lumabo mata mo. Ayun, pagtanda ko, lumabo rin. No? But, yun. Ito, squash for me. Kayo.
Pero anong age?
Ewan, hanggang ngayon, kumakain ako ng squash eh. Pero I remember when I was a very, very young kid, yun yung mga una kong gulay. Hindi makansi kami Americano a bit na, oh, eat your broccoli. Wala nang broccoli sa bahay namin, okay?
would, for me naman, count? Would french fries count?
nice try. Pero no.
Why not? Vegans eat french fries. I mean, you know.
Because I would say, weirdly enough, I don't have any memories with vegetables, honestly. But I did like, I remember my yaya trying to get me to eat kangkong by making me eat adobong kangkong. And because my brother really, really loved it. So she would make like a Filipino a meal. Inihaw na liempo, which I loved. Garlic rice. And then adobong kangkong. She would take like the sauce of the adobong kangkong. She would pour it over my rice. Mince up the adobong kangkong. The kangkong itself really finely. And then mix it into the rice. To get me to eat it. So now, I gotta admit, she fooled me. She was able to
good
put
strategy,
one over me.
Good strategy.
Yeah, parang I realized it talaga nung nag-toothbrush ako, nag-smile ako, may kangkaw ako dito sa sa teeth ko. So, yeah, I would say if I had to choose. And then eventually also, she would make that deep fried kangkong.
Mm.
You know how they do that? Parang King Kong, di ba? So, for some reason, I don't know why, kangkong was her gateway veggie for me, thinking that that's what I would have enjoyed.
I think it's a good, gateway vegetable, I think. Mm-mm. Even though it's green.
Yeah.
Sabi kasi nila, green daw parang scares kids eh.
Mm,
so, just true. Any vegetable na green parang intimidated na kagad sila. Ako, for me, the vegetable that I really, really enjoyed, crazily enough, is lettuce. As in, parang nagbo-buffet kami and parang I felt like an adult kahit I was like maybe 7 years old, ganyan, 8. So parang sabi ng mom ko, sige, you pick your own food. Diba? Kasi buffet eh. So parang I felt like an adult kasi wala na nag-order for me. Wala nang ano. And then, yun, I just put a bunch of lettuce and then Thousand Island dressing. Kaya ako, I will die defending Thousand Island dressing dahil that is the dressing that will make kids eat lettuce.
The way you're describing lettuce and your buffet, mukhang that sounds like a Wendy's salad.
Wendy's
buffet,
man.
Hindi. Pero isa na rin yun sa mga pinupuntahan ko noon. But
hell yeah.
But yeah, Thousand Island, promise. I know it's like for some chefs, lalo na yung mga medyo fine dining chefs, parang pinagtatawanan nila yung Thousand Island dressing. Pero for me, ano yan eh, that's an important tool to get kids to eat, ano, to eat vegetables. Mm-hmm. Like, raw carrots, kagaya na sabi niya eh, di ba? Raw carrots, raw celery. Buhusan mo ng Thousand Island, kakainin nila yan. Sabi mo, mm-hmm. Thousand Island is ketchup and mayo combined. Oh, kakainin nila yan, di ba? Ako, for me, I will defend Thousand Island dressing mm-hmm. until the day I die.
Yes, man. I mean, that's your gateway salad dressing. Eh. So, parang ganun yung nangyayari eh. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, this was a great episode of firsts, no? Parang it was really a walk down memory lane, and I really enjoyed talking about ano, our experiences. It kind of gives you guys a glimpse dun sa ano, childhood rin natin eh, how we were raised, ano yung mga pinakain sa atin. Obviously, si Sharwin,
medyo rich kid eh, kumakain ng buffet.
Oy! Hindi ah! Mura lang, murang buffet ito, murang buffet.
Speaking of murang buffet or salad ni Wendy's, meron pa ha, yung nakagawa na salad, yung macaroni salad nila ng mukhang buffet.
Oh, favorite ko yun.
Na-nostalgia ako, nasa mall ako the other day, parang sabi ko, uy, Wendy's, sabi ko, may salad pa kaya sila? Eh, syempre, di pwede buffet dahil ano, pandemic ngayon, di ba? Meron na take-out package na malaki, as in kompleto with the jello, signature jello pa and everything.
Yeah.
Kompleto pa rin, may queso, itlog, love it. Yeah.
I tried going on a diet before and I tried their ano, their crispy chicken salad of Wendy's. It was really good. It's really good. Na enjoy ko naman. But yun nga, sabi ni Rina, with the Thousand Island dressing, it shoots up how many calories, so it's not really much of a diet. Sabi, sabi ko, better than a Baconator, babe.
Yeah, I mean, 1,000 calories versus 10,000 calories.
Right.
Doon na sa 1,000.
I told her, I'm gonna get a Baconator and I'm gonna get a salad on the side. Sabi, wag ka na mag-Baconator, okay? Just, parang wala lang, ginawa mong pampataba palalo yung ano yung salad. Just have the salad.
Yeah. But yun, guys. Again, it was a wonderful trip down memory lane. A world of firsts. Next episode na lang, ano, saka natin planuhin yung mga first dates. Kasi hindi naman, alam mo yun, baka mamaya may mga memorable dates tayo na ano, na restaurant. Ako, may naisip ako ngayon, hindi first date pero date restaurant. Yung ano, ito, narinig niyo ba to? Galileo Enoteca. Di ba? Di ko nga alam ibig sabihin ng Enoteca eh. Di ba?
Yung mga actually, hanggang ngayon, hindi ko pa rin alam.
Di ba?
Sa Easton ba yan?
Hindi. Sa Mandaluyong yan, malapit sa Reyes Gym. Okay. Ano yan? Alam ko buhay pa yun hanggang ngayon eh. Medyo liblib na pang date na. Yung parang equivalent ng Bellini sa Cubao. Oh, yan. Sinasabi ko na yan. Oh, magandang topic yan. Tipirin natin yung mga ano natin dyan.
Sige, sige.
Yung ano, for future episode. Dahil mga firsts eh. So ito, first dates are first memorable whatevers. Diba? Oh, yan. Sige, guys. That has been another wonderful episode of The Sinigang, an episode of firsts. Thank you to my co-hosts, Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater in the world, Chef Sharwin T, and this is Chef Ed Bugia signing off. This has been another episode of The Sinigang. Yeah.